May 1st, Saturday, 11 a.m. Jesus says, "Are you grieved at this? So are my poor sons and daughters, the little ones whom I loved so, and who must die like this." And I caressed them with the tenderness of a father and God who sees in the child the masterpiece, not yet profaned, of his creation. The children who die, slain by hatred, and in the midst of a chorus of hatred, oh, let fathers and mothers not profane the innocent holocaust of their clipped flowers with their imprecations. Let fathers and mothers know that not a tear of their children, not a moan of these immolated innocents remains unechoed in my heart. Heaven opens to them, for they do not differ at all from their distant little brothers, killed by Herod out of hatred for me. These two are killed by the sinister Herods, stewards of a power which I have given them, so they would use it for good, and for which they must give me an accounting. I would come for all, but especially for these, just born to life, a gift of God, and already uprooted from life by cruelty, a gift of the devil. You should know, however, that to wash away the contaminated blood which fouls the earth, which is shed with rancor and cursing against me, who am love, this dew of innocent blood is needed, the only blood still able to flow forth without cursing, without hating, just as I, the Lamb, shed my blood for you. The innocents are the little lambs of the new era, the only ones whose sacrifice, gathered in by the angels, is completely pleasing to my Father. Afterwards come the penitent. Only afterwards. For even the most perfect ones among them drag into their sacrifice the dross of human imperfections, hatreds, and acts of selfishness. The first in the ranks of the newly redeemed are the children, whose eyes close amidst horror, in order to reopen upon my heart in heaven.